Good morning, 6:45 a.m. on August the 31st, I think. It's Saturday morning. Yeah, 31st. Just checking. 6:45. I don't have to take anybody to school at 7 o'clock, so I could wait until sunrise to go out today, which is kind of nice. I got a good picture this morning too. The sun was just peeking over the horizon. Horizon was clear. Just a few clouds up in the sky. 15:45 on the first mile. Not a great first mile, not a bad one. I'll take it. I have to slow down. My shins are hurting. So yeah, yesterday was more markup. I didn't still get the silly book done. But it's coming. I've got about 2 weeks before owner share comes back. I'm going to try to get half share up in paper and then probably switch over to do the pre-edit review of South Coast before I get into the owner share release, so that that can be percolating through the editor while I do the thing with the owner share. August has been a very good month in terms of sales, in terms of sales ranks, in terms of everything. I started going back through on my calendar what I've done in 6 weeks, and it's boggling. I can't believe it. I managed to get that much done in such a short period of time, and I've got to keep it up. I've got to kind of take a deep breath and keep going. This is Dragon Con weekend, which also means it's Dragon Cant weekend. I'm not quite sure what's going on with Dragon Cant this year, because Allie's running most of the Facebook and Google Plus and all the rest. Well, for those of you who are new to the world of Nathan Lowell, Dragon Cant is the stay-at-home con over Labor Day weekend. For those who can't go to Dragon Con, we go to Dragon Cant. Oh! It's kind of a nice way to catch up with people who are also caught at home, who are also not undertaking the journey, the pilgrimage to Atlanta, and participating in the madness of Dragon Con. It's also Parsec weekend. I don't believe I have a, in fact, I'm pretty sure I don't have a finalist. This is 2 years in a row I haven't had a finalist. And I have to stop that next year, as I fear is call, or perhaps even Hermit. I don't know, it'll depend on what books I have out and how I want it to play out. I learned my lesson third year, one of them, where I had two novels in the finalists. And the problem with that is that it split my votes between the two books, and now somebody else won instead. Whereas if I'd only had one, I might have done a little bit better. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. First thing I have to do is actually record something. I have something ready to record. I have to get that produced, which will happen at this point. I guess it's going to happen after I get owner's share edited and ready to go. I'm going to have to put a hold on the paperback development just because it's taking so long. Oh, I've got an ad coming up too. In September, I'm going to try a BookBub advertisement in September, which means I have to change the price for quarter share to, what did I say? I think I said 99 cents. So for about a week, around the 15th, quarter share will be, the ebook will be 99 cents. So it'll be fun to see how that does. I've sold a good number of it in conjunction with this month's release of Captain's Share. It's good to see that a lot of stuff, as much as things have changed, a lot of things have not changed a great deal. And that's when you release the latest book in the series, the first book picks up. And not only did the first book pick up, but all the rest of the books picked up as well. Of course, Double Share was re-released. That did very well because it had only been out for a few weeks before it got pulled down. A few weeks. I guess it was a few months because it didn't actually get yanked for quite a while. Of course, Captain's Share never saw release, so this is the initial month for Captain's Share, and I've not quite reached the same level of sales that the earlier books did, but given the difficulties and given the fact that I really don't have the momentum that I've had in the past, it's quite understandable. I'm very pleased with the way the month has gone. It's been a very, very good month for me. And when the checks start coming in October, it's going to be excellent. Of course, I'm gonna owe a big chunk of it to taxes, but you know what? It's okay. I'll pay the taxes. I'll pay the taxes as a cost of doing business. I have to figure out how to pay Colorado. I got dinged for $100 penalty because I didn't prepay Colorado last year. Oh. Yeah, shins are saying, good thing you got out and walk today, bud. Ouch, that hurts. So, Layla, thank you, Layla, for stepping up. Yeah, I did say England. It was my, I because England and Edinburgh both start with an E. I wasn't thinking about what I was saying, and I knew better. And Edinburgh's in Scotland. It's not in England. It may be part of Britain, it might be part of the UK, but it is not England. So I apologize for that. I did know better. I just didn't say it. Oh, there's a dog. What a surprise. So, yeah, it was kind of chilly when I walked out this morning. It was like, thermometer said 62, but it felt more like 52 when I stepped out the door. I think it's because it's a very low humidity today. It's quite pleasant. It's quite enjoyable. I've worked up a sweat, so I'm pretty sure it was 60. If it was 50, I don't think I'd be sweating. Oh, yeah, sun's up. I'm heading east now. It's beautiful. Oh, gosh. Morning doves off in the distance. Saw some geese flying earlier. Strand of them strung out near the horizon. So it's coming up on that season again where we'll have geese flying. We'll have fall in the air, the crispness. So the colors will start showing up in trees as they start to go dormant. It occurs to me that over the summer I've sort of neglected my celebrations of the various holidays. Monkpole. I missed Midsummer Night's Eve, I think. But there must be one. Did I just miss one? Because Halloween, Chauvin, is coming up at the end of October. There should be one 6 weeks before that, which is mid-September. Why can't I remember what that holiday is? I don't do well in the fall. Oh, it's the September 22nd, the vernal equinox, isn't it? Must be. Of course it is. Duh. How numb. Just goes to show you, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, yeah, I think what I'm going to do this weekend, besides walk and talk, because today, by the way, is the last day of the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge, and I will have gone 32 days without missing a podcast. Going to see how long I can keep this straight going, because once winter starts, once things start getting icy underfoot, once it starts getting snowy and really, in a certain sense, dangerous for me to be outside walking, particularly in the dark in the early morning, I'm going to miss more of those in the winter. So I'm going to try to keep the straight alive, keep the string going as long as I can. The timing is pretty good for during the regular week, because 6 to 6:40 means I get home just about enough time to take the kids to school, which means I have to sort of get my act together early in the morning and get moving, which is really good, because that means I don't sit and play on the computer and hang around in Google Plus, and I don't lose a lot of time that way because I have things I need to do. So 6 to 6:40 seems to be the time window. I can go as late as 6:10 and still get back in time to take her to school. So yeah, I should be able to do this at least until the first ice storm, or the first, well, maybe even through the first snowstorm, but at least until it gets grubby underfoot. Assuming I don't get sick again, which is not entirely outside the realm of possibility, but, yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling happy. It's one of the things that my therapist and I have been working on, is dealing with this stress-induced depression. She's been quite adamant that, yes, I am depressed, but dealing with the stress will do more to relieve the depression than trying to deal with the depression directly, since it's a contributory factor. And since I will always have some level of depression, it's a chronic condition. It's one that doesn't ever go away. It's something you learn to cope with, something you learn to live with. And my coping for depression is actually pretty good. I've worked at it for decades now, and it's usually pretty good. It's just that stress piled up on me and kind of subverted a lot of my coping mechanisms. But the therapy is helping. I'm probably going to stop going every week soon, maybe after the next schedule. I've got about 4 weeks scheduled now, and perhaps when I sit down to schedule again, I'll break it into every other week or something. And then once a month, maybe, just for for maintenance purposes. Here we go, turning north. Beautiful day. Gosh. Crystal blue straight up above. The deep blue of fall. Or soon to be fall, I guess. Something about the fall. The sky always looks bluer to me. I don't know if it's the reduced humidities and fall or what, but fall is my favorite season of all. I like fall, I think, better than spring. I certainly like fall better than summer. I have to say I like winter a lot too. Speaking of fall, October, and Mile High Con is coming. I have to make my hotel reservation. Not that it really sells out, it's not that big a con, but it'll be fun. I can't go, there's no con down at Colorado Springs. There's no cosign this year. Maybe the next year, but there won't be any cosign this year, so it's kind of disappointing. Well, 17 minutes, second half. That's pretty good. Usually it's 17 and a half. So just barely 17. Not quite 17. I'll take it. But that also means that I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow, that's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.